Oh, and welcome to Star Wars Geek Girl. I'm Zoe, and as usual, I'm here with Lizzie.
Hello.
And today we are going to talk about The Bad Batch Season 3, Episode 4, A Different Approach. This is Lizzie's first podcast with Restream. So, fun fact, I can just play the intro right in here. We don't have to add it later. Are you ready? Super exciting stuff.
Yes.
Star Wars Geek Girls. They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.
That's cute.
Yay! Yeah.
Yippee.
Yippee! Super exciting stuff. So, yes. So, Bad Batch Season 3, Episode 4. Spoiler-free thoughts. Just like general thoughts, takeaways.
I think. Well, this isn't really spoiler or not spoiler. It's just I love the name Hemlock so much. I think of, I don't, I like think about it a lot every time they're like, "Yeah, Dr. Hemlock." And I'm like, "That's such a perfect name for an evil scientist." Spoiler free. It was really, really good. I cried. So we're back to Star Wars Geek Girl crying again.
I never left that personally.
Well, I didn't leave it. I just like it was hard. It felt like there was nothing worth crying besides like Ezra seeing Sabine again. That I did go back to crying. But I think it was like mostly Rebels and stuff that was making me cry so much because I love the Rebels. Yeah, crying. That's spoiler free. Crying.
Yes, I also cried. I think this episode, I really love this episode. It made me scared for the future episodes, but I really, really like this one. It reminded me a lot of some of those early episodes of season one in a way, like the vibe kind of matched. Like it's, similar, like on the run, like their whole like vibe. So that was like in a good way, it reminded me.
Yeah.
So like that was pretty cool.
I need spoilers.
Spoilers? All right, go ahead. Let her rip.
I'm really curious. This is like, I'm so sorry. It's cutting all the way to the end,
Oh, it's okay. We'll jump around.
I'm really curious to how they're gonna react to Crosshair, because Crosshair comes out. And they just look really mad. And I can't tell if they're gonna do like, oh, they're really mad at him. So they just kind of like, even though Omega's like, no, he's good, he's okay. Like, they just kind of just don't want to talk to him, which is fair. Or if Omega is gonna be like, no, he helped me, like, he's okay, like, blah, 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 blah. And then they're just like, not gonna say anything. And then they're gonna go up and like hug him. I think that would be cute. I don't know if that's a thing though, because like, he did do a lot of crappy stuff. But I want to see that. I want to.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I feel like I want the reaction to be positive. I could see Wrecker's reaction being a little bit more positive, but I could see Hunter being maybe a bit more negative
Yeah.
about it. But I'm on the edge of my seat about that interaction. Like, I hope it's kind of like, Force Awakens, Last Jedi, like we pick up at that exact moment. I hope it's gonna be a similar thing with episode
Yeah.
five this week. Because it's, I'm like, I really want to see that, like, those first words. And, yeah, it's scary. And it is, like, I mean, I don't think they'll, like, leave him there or anything like that. I
No,
mean,
I don't think
like, I
so.
think, like, they'll let him come with him. It'll just be how warm is that reunion gonna be. And, obviously, Omega's gonna be completely pro, like, be nice to Crosshair. So it'll be interesting to see that. Play out, and it's, I mean, we know Crosshair is so down on himself about, like, he tried to tell Omega he deserved to be in Mount Tantiss. Like, I don't think Crosshair, I mean, feels like he would deserve their kindness, and it's, are they gonna show that to him? Because I think they should.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, you know, also, like, they didn't, you know, all his adventures in season two that I think made him grow so much more on so many of us, like, they didn't see any of that. So it's like, you know, they're not completely unjustified, but it's still sad.
No, that's the thing is, like, they're not, but there's always the whole redemption thing in Star Wars. So, like, they might, like you said, like, definitely, like, Wrecker might be a little more open to it and stuff, but Wrecker might not. But it'll also be cool to see, like, maybe they aren't cool with him, like, at first. And, like, the rest of the season is, like, slowly building that trust again. And, like, showing people that it doesn't just have to, like, be redemption immediately. It can also be just a process of trust and, like, building that relationship again. Either way, I would like...
Sorry, you got, like, really quiet and muffled there for a second. I don't know what happened.
I was just saying, like, I hope it's either, you know, I prefer if it was, like, you know, a whole process of the whole redemption, where, like, throughout the next few episodes of the season, they just, like, you know, they start building that trust with, like, going on missions or such, and, like, building that relationship that they used to have again. I think that would be great. I like that.
Yeah, I definitely think, you know, even if they are warm to him, it's, you know, it's not going to be complete trust. It's not going to be the same as it was before. Like, you have to build back up to that no matter what the starting point is. And it'll be interesting to see also what stresses are going to be put on that, because that was one thing I was, you know, I thought the reunion was going to be later in the season, and it's, you know, we still have the whole rest of the season. We have, I think, 11 more episodes.
Yeah.
So it is like, oh gosh, like, what are they going to do? Like, what's going to happen? I'm so scared.
Yeah. Pretty much throughout the entire season, they just look for Tech, is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Or they find his dead body and they resurrect him.
Oh. Necromancer. They get Tech back, and then the rest of the episode, like, so there's gonna be, like, a beach episode where they, like, hang out and make sandcastles, and there's gonna be, like, a shopping mall episode, and, like, festival. A theme park episode, yeah, festival, that's a good one. There could be an episode maybe, like, Omega and Wrecker get in trouble for dining and dashing, and they gotta deal with that, like, that would be a good episode. I got great ideas. I think these all the episodes.
Yes. Okay, but in the beginning, they escape. Crosshair and Omega escape, and their ship is crashing, and they crash on a planet. And then I think it's funny that she's like, "We look gross. We need disguises. We need new clothes." So then they find clothes off of, like, a clothesline somewhere. Poor people.
Someone said their laundry out and they never got it back.
Yeah, that's how it was in college. You had to always, like, I learned that you have to stick with your fucking laundry. Sorry. you have to stick with your laundry or else it just disappears. Learned that the hard way. But, yeah, so then, you know, but I think it's funny because, like, Crosshair is all dressed up and everything. But, like, of course, like, it's just his eyes that are, like, open. And it's just his huge crosshair, like, tattoo that's open.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Usually to cover up all the identifying marks, but Crosshair was, like, my singular soul identifying mark. Can't cover that up.
Nope. Why would I do that? That's silly. like, even the little kid that's selling Meilu runs and stuff has his whole face covered up. Could have done something like that.
Yeah, it's not like he's out of place in this planet. There are a lot of people with the full face covering. And, I mean, you know, we got to see Crosshair's eyes. Yeah. You know, the emotion. But yeah, this episode was really... I really, really enjoy the Crosshair and Omega dynamic this season. Like, Crosshair being so... Like, he puts up the front of being so grumpy and, like, I'm not doing this. But the second Omega's like, come on! He's like, oh, fine. Like.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just really love that this episode, like, you know, she's like, let's go do this. No, that's a terrible idea. Let's do it my way. Please. Okay.
Yeah, that was cute. I mean, that's the thing is, like, he wasn't coming up with good ideas or, like, ideas at all besides, like, okay, kill everyone, which is, like, not great. So I liked when he was still complaining, and she just, like, straight up kind of snapped at him and was like, well, I don't see you making any ideas. So maybe stop complaining so much and just follow my ideas if you're not going to come up with any. Which I wish I was as assertive with my coworkers like that. But I like that a lot. Standing her ground, again, over and over with this grown adult. And then they go into the bar because... Oh, no. They go because they're trying to get transportation off, but they don't have chain codes. So this little scene where Omega's like... We could pay you, and the guy's like, "Are you talking about a bribe?" She's like, "Are you?" Which I feel like is how I would handle things because I'm it's a video, like I've never been able to do that in real life. So I've only done it in like video games where you like bribe people and like buy stuff and bounties and stuff, but. I feel like that's how I'd handle it in real life if that ever became a thing. It's very realistic.
Yeah. So yeah, they need 30,000 credits. Which is like a lot. I don't know what the conversion rate is. I was Googling it because my dad was asking about it. So apparently if you go by Galaxy's Edge, one credit is $1.
Yeah.
But Galaxy's Edge is 50 years, essentially. A little more than 50 years after the Bad Batch. And so, like, you know, inflation. Did they do reverse inflation? I don't... And it's also, like, Imperial credits versus, like, Republic credits? New Republic credits?
The way that she reacted to it, it was definitely a lot.
It was definitely a lot.
If I was her, I would try not to act so surprised. I'd be like, oh, of course, 30,000, I'll be right back.
Let me go grab my 30,000 credits that are just laying around.
I was trying to figure it out. Oh, in like Red Dead, the game, I have like $3,000. It's just like by myself, you know, as my little guy, and you know the game's always like, yeah, you have to pay a fine, $20, and I'm like, oh no, my $20.
I was playing Red Dead, and it was like you have a bounty, like everyone's after you, you have to clear a bounty, and I was like, okay, it was like $5 because I like murdered an entire town. It was like $5.
I did that too. It was
Red Dead Online is a free zone. I can do whatever I want.
Now there's one, Butcher's Creek. I hate that town. I hate everyone in it. Anytime I pass by it, because I always spam like saying hi to people, and every time I pass by that town, I'm like, "Hi, sir." He's like, "What are you looking at?" And I'm like, "What are you looking at?" Like, oh, blow their brains out.
See, I get mad. I just take the little knife, like, you know, you have, and I just see how long it can last before I get shot to death. I can get a lot of people. I can usually clear out the whole tavern, at least. Usually more.
Yeah. I beat it. And, anyway. So, yeah, she's like, crap, 30,000? Okay. And then, as soon as they showed that kid, I was like, that kid's suspicious.
That's what my dad said. That kid's gonna get him.
Yeah, I was like, that kid's either gonna, like, suspiciously help them, or is just a jerk. It's one or the other. And then I was thinking, I was like, if this was Red Dead, I'd stab him. Boom. No need for this character anymore. Then they go in the tavern, and you know, she plays cards.
Yeah, it's a new, I can't remember the name of it, but it's like a new game, like, to Star Wars, like, it wasn't, like, Sabacc. The art in the cards is really pretty.
Yeah, it is. I like the colors.
Very nice.
You know, they I had no idea what was going on, but, you
know. In the little episode guide, they said they actually made, like, all the rules for a real card game, and, like, they would all play it, and, like, they would play it all the time. They said it was really addictive, really fun games. Like, well, you can't tell me that and then not release the game. I will get the cards. The cards are so pretty. I will play the game. I want to play. I want to play the game. Yeah. I don't want to bet 30,000 credits, but I'll play the game.
Fair enough. Which, so she's winning. I can't tell, like, is she, is Batcher helping her? Or do you think she's, at, like, is that what they were trying to, like, show? Was that Batcher was kind of helping her? Or was it just that she was actually just good at this? Which I would believe either one.
I think she was actually just good, and the guy was just overreacting, because I remember he wanted to take Batcher and, like, trying to get them to pay the fine to release Batcher and, like,
yeah,
the whole thing. I think it was part of his, like, little plan, was like, I'm gonna take this girl's dog.
Which,
like,
yeah,
I don't think he was, I don't think he actually felt that threatened with the game. I think he was just literally, like, trying to figure out another way to screw him over.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Do you watch Robin Hood, like the animal version,
the cartoon? The foxes, version? Yes.
That he reminded me, the Imperial reminded me of the tax collector wolf.
Yeah.
And that, and I was like, he seems so familiar. And it was just because he was collecting taxes, like an excessive amount of taxes. So I was like, oh, it's like that wolf in Robin Hood.
I totally did not think of that, and now I 100%, like, I don't think I'll be able to unsee that. I, like, 100% get that.
Yeah. And then she wins, like, over and over again.
She got, like, she ended up with, she had, 45, ended up 000? Winning, she ended up winning, I think it was 55,000, or she gave him 20,000, right?
I think and it was then just 10.
Oh, 10, I think it was just, yeah. I think it was 10. So she ended up winning 45,000. She had to give him 10 as a fine for gambling, and they still had 35,000 to get their passage.
And then when they left, Batcher was gone. The kid came up, and I was like, guys, it's just a kid. Like, you can beat up this kid. I'm just saying. But Omega wanted to be nice, and I was like, ugh. This is, like, the one time I would condone it if you just, like, beat him up a little instead of giving him
Crosshair five. Crosshair was ready to throw hands with this, like, this kid was probably, what, like, 11? Crosshair was ready to, like, kick his butt.
I would, too. He's trying to, like, what's it called? What's the name? Like, hustle me, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would. If he knows how to hustle, he knows a beating. I'm just saying. I'll beat him. But anyway, they give him 5,000. And then he runs away. He tells them that the Imperials took Batcher, and Crosshair just wants to go because they have the 30,000 now. Mm-hmm. But Omega's like, no, I have to bring back Batcher. I didn't leave you, so why? I'm gonna go get him. And then I'm a little sad. Obviously, like, he went, Crosshair went back to her, but I was a little sad that, like, he really thought about it, just about leaving her. Like, he literally, like, turned to go, but then he stopped, and then he, like, went and helped her. But I was like, really? This little girl, just, you're gonna leave her after all this trust she put in you?
Yeah, I don't think there's, like, any universe where he actually left her there. Like, I don't think that was an actual serious consideration. I think he was frustrated, and then, like, after just, like, a half second, it was like, what am I doing? Like, you know, like, I don't think it was even a real thought.
I know, but I was worried for a second. I was like, no way, dude. But, no, he goes back. I like the little bag of money.
Their little, like, lunchbox
satchel. Yeah, there's a lunchbox thing. Then they go, and apparently there's just a bunch of animals there that they're, like, kind of herding and, like, boxing up, which is not a great idea. So they go, and then Omega's like, what if we release everyone? And he's like, all right, you're pushing your limits right now. Like, we were just here to get Batcher and leave. But the Imperial's there, and he's like, fine, and you're arrested. not really giving them much options, but
so have you finally watched... Omega lets Crosshair do things his way.
Yes. Have you watched Nimona yet?
No.
It's really good. There's just a scene where, like, you know, he's like, the main character is telling like Nimona to like stand down, no killing anyone, and then like he gets frustrated with the people he's talking with, and he's like, fine, Nimona, and then like then she like goes and kills everyone. That's what it was giving, but it it's a really good movie. I think you would like it because Bodhi, the actor for Bodhi, is the main character.
Yeah, he's heard that. It's just one of those things you need to get around to watching.
Yeah, fair. Thankfully it's only a movie, it's not a show.
Yeah, I'll probably watch it when I've been watching Psych. Like, anytime I'm watching something, it's Psych. I've been watching that for the first time, so I'll watch some movies when I'm done Psych.
Heard. So then, yeah, they release all the animals too. And they go and they attack the stormtroopers. The tax man, what did you think was in the box? Like, the big box.
Oh,
like,
that was a Wrathar. That was totally a Wrathar.
No, like, what did you think was in there before they opened it up?
Before they opened, I was like, I thought it might have been a Rancor. That was my first thought, like, oh, is this like a Rancor? Because, you know, brings back full circle to Muchi.
Yeah.
But then as soon as I saw the tentacle, I was like, oh, Wrathar.
Yeah. Yeah, I was hoping it was a Nexu, but then I was like, it's too big to be a Nexu.
Yeah.
So then I was also like, oh, Rancor. Like, that'd be cool.
I'm glad it was a Wrathar, because those things, I mean, they're really freaky. I think they could be utilized more, but like, also not too much, because they freak me out.
That's fair. They are just like giant mouths.
Yeah, but you know what? That entire town is lucky the Wrathar just decided to stay in that little cage.
This dummy just like grabbed the doors and just slammed it on himself, completely locking himself.
And that entire town is the better for it.
Yes,
but like, we're not setting Wrathars loose. We saw what happened in The Force Awakens.
No, I was just like, why? Why did you do that? What? You just doomed yourself. But
yeah, I did love Omega letting all the little animals free. It was so cute. We got to hear some porgs. There were some porgs in there, so now they're free. We know what happened when he set porgs free, so I think we have a new invasive species unlocked on this planet.
Perfect. There's plenty of clothes out there for them to put their nests on.
it was just like a very Omega moment, and they got Batcher back, and they stole the Imperial shuttle.
My dad thinks that Batcher has pink eye.
Batcher is pink eye?
Yeah, there's something going on with his eyeballs.
I think that's just what he looks like.
I think so too, but he said to get him checked out.
Oh, okay. Well, if they find and unfreeze Kix, the medic, you can help him.
That's way later, but yeah. Hopefully Batcher lives that long.
Well, they'll unfreeze him and then refreeze him for the plot. That's what.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Understandable. So then they take a ship and they go. Dr. Hemlock just barely gets there and barely misses them, which I think is going to be kind of the ongoing thing for this season, is that he's going to be one step behind, and then one day he's going to be like, I understand now, and then he's going to be ahead of him.
Yeah, he's definitely playing like how Thrawn was in season 3 of Rebels. Like, he always seems to be one step behind until he's not. Like, I think that's what Hemlock is going to be here.
Yeah. What do you think's going on with his hand? He keeps gripping his hand and his glove.
I don't know. My dad thinks he's like experimenting on his own hand, and he's like got a messed up hand. I think that's probably
Moira moment.
Accurate. Moira moment, actually. I think I made a TikTok like months ago where I was like Overwatch characters and with Star Wars characters they get along with, and I did Moira and Hemlock. So
yeah, that makes sense. So he actually met with her and was like, damn, that hand looks real cool.
I should do that.
Yeah, and it's like, also, you sound a lot like the senator from Chandrilla.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. What's going on with that?
Yeah. She's like, what? No. Huh? No. But, yeah. So, because I noticed that, like, last episode, or, you know, whichever episode, and I was like, huh, interesting. Probably not important. He's probably, like, frustrated, and that's why he's, like, ripping himself. Mm-hmm. But then, like, it happened again, and I was like,
Yeah, it's just interesting, because it's like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
Like, because the main thing we're seeing him do now is all the cloning stuff, mm-hmm. and with, like, the midichlorians and all that, but we also know, like, from that really scary moment with the, like, poison gas from last season with Crosshair, where he's, like, experimenting with poisons and, like, training himself to breathe it and, like, all that kind of stuff.
Psycho.
He's crazy. So it's, like, what, you know, what did he do to his hand? And, mm-hmm. You know, what's up with that, man? He's such a good villain. He's so good, though.
I just love his name. It's perfect. Hemlock.
Well, and so I just found this out, like, a week ago, but he's voiced... Oh, you haven't seen It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, have you?
Well, I mean, I've seen what you showed me.
Yeah, so in... I don't think I showed you... So in that show, it's really funny, there's these characters called the McPoyle brothers, and they are, like, so creepy, like, in the opposite way... Not opposite, but, like, in a very different way from Hemlock being creepy. Like, they're just weird and just, like, you feel like you want to take a shower every time you watch a scene with them. Hemlock is voiced by one of the McPoyle brothers. So it's really crazy.
They were like, take your creep factor, but, like,
we're gonna, like, turn it to a different setting.
Yeah.
Different setting of creepy. Yeah, he was also, I also just watched episodes of Psych with him in it, too, and he was also really weird and a little bit creepy in that, too, so it's...
Yeah, they're just, like, they hire him, they're like, so what kinds of creepy do you have? They're like, I got all kinds of creepy that you want, which one do you want? We got, I killed your mom, but I'm blaming it on you. Like, I can, like, creep out women. I can be a creepy scientist. Like, which one do you want? But that's interesting. That's fun.
Yeah, so if you ever, like, trying to motivate yourself to get in the shower, just watch, like, look up It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia McPoyles and just watch a scene. Then you, like, immediately gotta run in there.
I don't even like their name, McPoyles.
They're weird. They're a strange bunch. I mean, it's a very funny show. But, fun fact about this episode, too. The place they reunite is, the episode of, from the episode with Hera, the little moon, from Ryloth. That's where they reunite, so...
That's cute. Yeah, I don't know, my thing, like, I understand where Crosshair was coming from, but I was also like, so random, why are you just talking about that now? Like, when, Omega was like, okay, I'm gonna send a transmission and we'll ditch the ship and we'll go with them. And he was just like, what if they're dead? She was like, like, I don't, like, obviously, it's definitely a worry. Especially because they didn't come after them, at least from what they think. Mm-hmm. But also, like, I was just like, dude, like, you guys have come so far at this point. Like, this was a whole goal, and all of a sudden you're, like backtracking on it, which I think is just part of it, but a part of Crosshair, like, mm-hmm. doubting himself and doubting the Bad Batch. But I was just like, dude, chill out. They're dead, then fine. But whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I also wonder, too, from Crosshair's perspective, like, is there a part of him that is so nervous about this reunion? Because, again, he really doesn't feel like he deserves any kind of kindness, and he's so, like, scared of what could happen in this reunion that he almost, like, there's a part of him that hopes they might be dead, so he, like, doesn't have to deal with it in a way, or, like, he's just, you know, you know, it's also like maybe, you know, for him, not that he wants anything bad to happen for his brothers, like obviously he tried to save them by warning them, but it is kind of a like, you know, like for him, is it like, is it easier for him to think that they could be dead? And like,
he's yeah,
trying to like not, he doesn't want to see Omega get crushed by getting her hopes up so high too.
Yeah, I like that. I understand that part a lot. So, like, that's why I was like confused, but also I was just like, it's okay, dude. Like, calm down, chill. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But, you know, I think it would have been interesting too if he was like spiraling a little bit. If he was like, well, what if they're dead? What if they don't want to come for us? They didn't come for us. What if, like, like, that? I feel like it was almost like that too. But because Omega is so, like, so set on her goal, on whatever goal it is, maybe it was, like, easier for him to be like, okay, sure, fine. I don't know. But then they do get there, and then Omega goes, and she sees the ship, and then she runs to Wrecker, and Wrecker's hugging her, and then Hunter makes this grand entrance to come out and then hugs her too. And I think that's where I cried. Like I was like on the verge with Wrecker and Omega hugging, and then she goes to Hunter, and like the moment they showed like him pulling her closer, I was like,
yeah, same.
Yeah, I was so happy for her. I love that moment so much. And then, you know, he's like, how did you get out? Which is always like, I think it's always a funny question, like especially when, you know, the princess, the damsel, like saves herself. It's always like, how? It's like, you know how. She's so smart, she's so intelligent, she's so like, she's just so good. I don't like, shush. No, but then she's like, I had help, and then it was Crosshair. And then they kind of have, like, an intense stare. So I kind of, like you said, I hope it, like, the next episode starts with that. Yeah. I would be, like, confused if, like, it just started and they were on another mission.
Yeah. And
they were just kind of, like, either, like, standoffish to him. I would be sad.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that reunion, and I really, and I'm not, you know, the only one to notice this, but it was really interesting, like, so much of that second episode with Hunter and Wrecker was them in a lot of darkness, or in a lot of cool tones, and then when Omega comes back, we see, like, the warm light return to the Marauder. We see Hunter and Wrecker stepping out into the light when Omega comes back, and that was such a nice, cool lighting detail, and
yeah.
I'm very excited. Like, so much of this season has just been, like, just, like, genuinely, like, good filmmaking, as far as, like, the symbolism and stuff, and it's just really, really awesome to see, and
My eyes are hurting. My eyes are hurting, and I was like, it should be fine. Nah. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's really awesome to see, and, you know, there's clearly so much care being put into the season and to bring these characters and stories to life for one final time, and I'm so, so excited for the rest of the season. I'm very sad that it's ending.
Yeah. I think, I'm hoping that it, like, obviously with the whole, like, Project Necromancer, that kind of stuff is definitely not going to be tied up, but I just hope, like, their own family together is tied up and they're okay with everything. I'm really excited for Asajj.
Yes.
And what that can entail, and my dad was talking about it a lot in the episode that we did, and I think he will be very, very, very sad if Voss is not there, but also he'd still be happy that Asajj is there, because it's still representing, you know?
Well, and even if he's not there here, you know, maybe Asajj's return, I'm sure, will springboard new stories with Voss, because we know he's still around and kicking, so
yeah,
you know, Yeah, it was such a good episode. I'm really nervous that this reunion was so early. I really thought it was going to be later. So I'm really scared about what that's going to mean for the rest of, like, what are they going to do? What's going to go on? I'm scared.
Beach episode, duh.
Beach episode, I'm telling you, mall episode, all those, like, early 2000s cartoon classics, we're bringing them back. Spa day, R2 and 3PO got one. I mean, 3PO got kidnapped and tortured, but R2 had a nice spa day.
He forgot about it. It's okay.
Is it?
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, I guess if you wipe the memory, there's no more trauma, so it's fine. Big brain. You torture someone, just wipe their memory, is ethically okay. It makes everything fine. I think it's gonna be a really awesome season. Lots of clone stories. I miss Echo. I can't wait to get Echo back. Like, what's he doing? We know he's with Rex, but, like, what are they doing? When can they come back and hang for a little bit? Can they come to the beach? They can come to the beach.
Have dinner. Yeah. Chillax.
Although, I don't know if Echo can really swim. Like, I don't know how waterproof he is. He has to be at least a little waterproof.
I think he's waterproof. It's Star Wars technology. It's not our technology.
Yeah. Like, lightsabers aren't waterproof a little bit. Automatically. You know, like they gotta, like, have their special lightsaber. Fisto
can have a lightsaber underwater.
Yeah, but, like,
is that canon?
Isn't
not
his,
really.
Like, isn't his a special one? Like, don't they have to do something special to let their, like, their lightsabers normally? Or maybe that was in an EU comic and it doesn't matter. I don't even remember.
Well, it was in the cartoon.
Well, no, there's an EU comic, too. Like, one of the old EU Clone Wars comics, I think, is what I'm thinking of.
Well, were they, my dad's not here.
I know, but they were like, our lightsabers keep shorting out underwater, and Kit Fist is like, you have to do this special modification to make your lightsaber waterproof.
Up, down, down, left, right, left, right.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. Yeah, so we have a lot in store this season.
You have to, like,
but right now, I'm very happy to, like, rest in this moment for a little bit with the podcast.
Yes.
I'm like, this is good. Like, I'm, you know, on the edge of my seat when it comes to, like, what's going to happen, but, like, also I'm like, okay, they're safe for now. I can sit here. I can sit with this.
Yeah. They can, like, sit down on a couch, play Wii Party for a little. I would be okay with watching them play a game, like, next episode. That's it.
Or, like, Just Dance.
Or they're, like, Megan feeding her her favorite food. Yeah.
Yeah. You ever see those, like, TikToks where it's, like, me and my mom and Wii Party and they're, like, just like this. And then it's, like, my dad and he's, like, going crazy. That's, like, Wrecker and Omega go crazy for Hunter and Crosshair. Crosshair doesn't want to play, but they make him. But they're just kind of the, like,
he knows one song and that's it.
Mm-hmm. It's the only one he'll do. Like, he does not want to play, but if they make him play, he could only do that song.
Yes. It's like somehow he, like, put a Linkin Park song in there. But, yeah.
Yeah, those are my thoughts on the Bad Batch Season 3, Episode 4. Very good. Very good stuff. Very excited Episode 5 this week. Oh, man, I didn't write the name of the episode down. My bad. Episode 5 has a name, I'm sure. I just don't know what it is.
I'll maybe.
My head. probably the name. I wonder if I can look it up really quick. Because I know they released all the names.
Mm-hmm. It'll be something. It's definitely just going to be Wii U Party.
It definitely
time.
Has a name. It's called The Return. The Return of what? Or who? Or where? Or why?
Could be Crosshair, I guess. Or it could just be Asajj.
It could be the return of Asajj. It could be that they are returning to another place. You never know. You never know. I'm scared, personally.
Yeah.
But Jennifer Corvette, when I catch you. When I catch you.
Ricky. When I catch you, Ricky. Ricky, when I catch you, Ricky. Ricky.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but those are my thoughts on the show. Very good.
I like the thought of those two kids that they had before. They just dropped them off at this, like, really nice, like, what is it, Edu?
Pabu.
And they're just, like, chilling on this resort, pretty much. And they're like, you know what? I don't want to be a soldier. This is better.
I hope Omega gets to meet those kids, I think.
Yeah.
Anytime Omega gets to interact with other kids, I love it so much. Like, Hera, Gunji, mm-hmm. all the kids. It's great. And like,
maybe that's what,
like,
happens. Big party.
Yeah. Well, and it's, like, especially because, like, when she, you know, when she was a little bit less mature, when she was meeting those other kids, like, you know, the Suza Quain's kids, like, you know, she's a little less mature, like, she knows much, and, you know, now she's an ex-con.
Seasoned.
Yeah. She's an ex-con. And, you know, she has a different outlook, and I think that matches better with those kids. You know, I think they're on a very similar level. So it'll be, it would be really interesting, I think, to see that interaction.
Mm-hmm. But also I like that, you know, at the time she brought out the kids in the kids.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cute. And I'm sure she can still do it. She'd still be like, okay, mm-hmm. want to go play?
Yeah.
But
no,
but
I think she,
like, now she can relate with them a lot more.
Yeah, I think she strikes such a good balance. Like, even in season one, like, with Hera, like, you know, both of those characters were, you know, mature for their age, involved in these bigger causes and stuff. But they, you know, were also kids and just wanted to mess around a little bit, and seeing that, and I think Omega still is able, you know, even though she's mature, she's still able to strike that balance. Like, you know, even though she is, you know, a bit more, like you said, she's a bit more seasoned, she also, you know, very strongly believes that she can free, you know, she wants to go back and free all of the clones in Mount Tandis. You know, she wants to free all the animals, not just Batcher. Like, and I think, you know, getting to see this slightly older Omega get to interact with some other kids, I think would be really cool.
Yeah. That's what I'm gonna, like, that's what they're gonna do. They're just like, they're gonna be like, Omega, what do you want to do? Like, you're back. Be like, I wanted to see all of my friends. Send them an invite to Party Rock on Pabu.
Yeah, I think Omega would have the best birthday party. You got the Laquane kids. You got Hera frickin' Syndulla. You got Gunji. Now we got some clone kids. Like, Omega would have the best birthday party. I would want to go to that birthday party.
Yes. Poor baby. Yeah. Yes. Now she's back with her family, so we can sleep a little better at night.
until Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm sure something will happen, but hopefully.
Yeah, so very good episode. Really excited for this season. Yeah, I guess we'll do our plugs and stuff. Hold on, I gotta do my thingy. So, for Star Wars Geek Girl, click. Oh no, I clicked it twice. We have the StarWarsGeekGirl.com website, and the Twitter is at SWGeekGirl, and on Instagram is at SWGeekGirl, and Facebook is Star Wars Geek Girl. You can see all of our things, where you get updates about our podcast. I've been writing today, probably not when you're listening to this, but on the day it was recorded, it is World Wildlife Day. I posted an article about World Wildlife Day, connecting it to Star Wars, and there are some charities for the environment, if you are interested, linked in that article also. And I post all sorts of things. I posted my little thesis connecting Tamra Vora's story to Crosshair's story, and that was really fun to write. So check all those things out. And if you're interested in finding me personally, I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Spectre_5, 5 written out, not the number, and on Twitter is at Azoika.
Yes. For the Rogue Rebels, there's theroguerebels.com. Instagram and TikTok is at @TheRogueRebels. Twitch at Rogue Rebels. Podcast wherever you're listening to Star Wars Geek Girl, except probably not Restream.
Restream is just what we used to record. On Restream. Yes.
Heard. And then Facebook page the Rogue Rebels and Twitter or X.
I'm not
at Rogue Rebels fam. I think it's funny when my dad's like, and on Twitter, I'm like, X. But, and then my only plug is Twitter. Not Twitter. TikTok. I deleted Twitter. Because the only thing good that was coming from there was art. And I was like, you know what? It's getting reposted to Instagram, so it's fine. So it's TikTok at Rogue Rebel Sabine. Sabine is bean, like pinto beans, like frijoles. And that's that.
Thank you so much to everybody who listened or watched. We will see you next week to talk about the return, episode 5. So thank you so much. May the Force be with you, and goodbye.
Goodbye. Cute.